Yeah, okay, so let's start the start this again.
As long as the chatichas daktame is not nice and tam in the reitiv and the keeper and the other chatichas, so it's mutter. No, as long as you have shishim, can I get the chaticha? And the shishim could be comprised of the reitiv and the other chatichas and everything else in the pot. And if you have shishim, can I get the chatichas daktame? Or chatichas nevela, then it's mutter. Eki rav amayra lei. So rav set up an amayra, set up a loudspeaker for Darash, and he said no. Came she doesn't tam the chaticha, since the chaticha's nevela is nice and tam. And then the chaticha next to it, chaticha asman asin devela, but he says called a chaticha is called neishem mino. So the chaticha sister asks the chaticha asmucha, as chaticha nasin devela, and the chaticha asmucha asks all the other chatichas, even if there are many, because min v'mino is not bottle, he holds min v'mino a bottle. Amir safu abay michti yav kamaraymo l'shmaitzi ki avihuda dome min v'mino a bottle. So he seems to be going like avihuda. So my ear can also in time. So why do I need the first chaticha, the chatichas nevela, to be nice in time, and the other chaticha? I feel a kilo in also in time. Nami, even if it wasn't nice in time, and the other chaticha, but it itself should ask the other the chaticha is asked me the meaning. I'm the only one asking the shikata besuka. The case is where he took the original chaticha away before he put in the other chatichas. Rav Omar, feel the table. They called them besuka. Even if that's not the case, and everything, all the chatichas are still in the pot. That if would only be an issue of the original chaticha, so we could be misalik all the other chatichas. Just look at the reiter. The reiter will be mevatel the original chaticha. But since there's chaticha nas in the veil to the chaticha smuchala, so there's not enough reiter to be mevatel both chatichas. Okay, so it's as clear as the summer sun. Let's go back and do this again. Try to make it clear. So, what's Rav's original memra? Rav said a memra. Never mind Rav Machana. Rav Machana is, but Rav. So Rav says, let's say you have like this. You have this is Rav. So I have a chaticha sisser. Chaticha sisser is going to be squared. I have a chaticha sisa, chaticha daktome, chaticha nevela. And Rav says that chaticha came in, since it's nice and tam, and the chaticha tzuchol, that's going to be round. So then chaticha nas nevela. And then that chaticha in turn, because it's min b'mino with all the other chatichas, passes all of the other chatichas in the pot, even if there's a thousand. What else makes it a thousand? That's Rav's member. Chatichas this is nice and tam in the second chaticha. That chaticha becomes chaticha nas levela, and in turn it makes min b'mino with all the other chatichas. So the question, first of all, the Gemara asks is, why do I need to go this roundabout route? Why can't the chatichas nevela aser the other chatichas directly because it's min b'mino with all the other chatichas? Everything here is the same meat, it's all meatballs. So why do I have to come on to, why do I have to go the circuitous route? The nevela after the other chaticha with nice and tam, that becomes chana, and then it's min with the other chatichas. Why not just say directly the original chaticha asks the other chatichas? So Abai says that the case is kodam b'silchay. That
I had originally these two chatichas. Then I took the chatichah sister away. Now all I have is the second chatichah and the other chatichas. If it wasn't for Min Benino, if it wasn't for Hanan, then I would be okay. Since I took the Isser away, so this is not available, because it was called the Silkai. So I have to go the route to the other Chatichot.
Now, before we go on to Rava, there's two questions.
Throughout these questions, just if we examine this root, the original chaticha de Leila is nice and tam, and the second chaticha it becomes chanan, and then with min mamina it asks the other chatichas. Two fundamental questions over here, which the Ran asks. Taisus asks the first question. For some reason, Taisus doesn't explicitly ask the second question. First question is, question number one. Why do I need the first chaticha to be nice and tam in the second chaticha? After all, we're going like a bihuda that min b'mina b'chot. Why can't I just say, I'll put a parenthesis, this question of the Ran, why don't I just say it's min b'mina? Let's say even if the second chaticha is 60 times as big as my original chaticha, so there's no nusina stam. But the first chaticha still asks the second chaticha, as min b'mina le'botol. And now there's a chanan. And with a chanan, it should ask for any other chatichas. So why do I need this nos and tam? The original chaticha was nos and tam in the second chaticha. Why not? Why does it say min b'mina? This question Taisus also asks. Taisus and the Ran. We'll see what they answer when we get to it. But that's problem number one. I mean, basically, they answer that for some reason, min b'mina is not enough to trigger chanan. To trigger chanan, I need nice and tam. Why that's so is, we'll see how Taisus says it, and how the Ran says it. And then there's Rabbeinu Chaim, which is another sheet altogether. But that's problem number one. So problem number one was, lomali, why do I need Sinas Tam? Typically, that is me that I have in the mina. Question number two, which the Ran asks, and for some reason Taisus doesn't ask this question at all, is why do I need Chanan? After all, the first Chaticha put Tam into the second Chaticha. So let's say I wouldn't say Chanan. So the whole second chaticha is not nepach to become osur. But inside the second chaticha, there is tam from the first chaticha. That's the case. It was nothing tam in the second chaticha. So floating around inside the second chaticha is some tam of the first chaticha. That tam will then go into the other chaticha. So why is it asking the most min b'mina? Min b'mina is nezis afilu be'elav. You had a question? The magic of chanan is that this whole chaticha becomes osur. Who cares that the whole chaticha is also? Inside the chaticha are pieces of tam from the original chaticha. Those pieces of tam, even if they're not a lot, who cares? We're talking about mimimina. Mimimina is a field of ela. So those little pieces of tam, units of tam that came from the first chaticha, now they're in the second chaticha. Even though I took the chaticha away, called them besukai, so what? But now they're in the second chaticha. From the second chaticha, they'll go out into the other chatichas, and there'll be a mimimina interaction and shirasa, everything. So who needs chana? That's question number two. Why do I need Chanan typically that I have the little bits of time and it should be min b'minoi? Taisus doesn't address that explicitly. We'll have to think about why Taisus would even ask that question. The Ran answer is that min b'mina you only say when it's a pure tam, not a tam luruv. Then the mimimis abotel is only when the piece, when everything that comes out of the piece is time missing. Then mimimino is not bottle. But if you wouldn't say chanan, so that when I say chanan, that's exactly what happens. Oh, chaticha becomes also now it gives out pure time missing. But if I only had the little pieces of time inside of it, and there was no chanan, then now what's this piece exuding? Mixed time. Time of Isser and time of Heter. Time of Isser and time of Heter, when they're mixed up together, they don't make a mimimino lebotel. That's the Ran's answer. Yeah, we're going to come back to it, but I'm just, it's such a glaring question, and we need to notice it now. Okay, so that's Rav's answer. That's Abai's answer, it's called the Vesilka. So again, what the Gemara is addressing is why do I have to go this circuitous route? Why can't I route? Why can't I go straight? The original Chaticha asks the other Chatichas. The Ran is addressing it. Taisus, you know, in this route itself, why do I need the element of Nos and Tam? Why do I need the element of Chanan? Comma. Rava says a different terrace. Rava says the element was not called the Mesilkai. So why not just go straight with? So why don't I need the extra Chaticha? Why don't I just say to you, the original Chatichas Nevela, which is still here, asks all the other Chatichas in the pot? The answer is Rava. Because in the pot is not only other Chatichas, there's also Reitev. And the Reitev is Min B'She'ene Minay with the Chatichas. The Reitev could be Mavat in the Chatichas. That's the word of Salak is Minay K'mi'she'ene. When the Chatichas sister falls into a pot, and in that pot I have Minay, and I have Eine Minay. So in a way, I have a choice. What should I do first? I could say, well, when the piece of Isser fell into the pot, min b'minay le'botel, it asks all the other minays. Now I have half a pot full of Isser. So the other half of Heter can't be mevatelet. That seems to be what I buy for. But Rava says, no, you start the other way. You start when the original Isser falls into the pot, the Eine Minay is mevatelet. Once the Eine Minay is mevatelet, then there's no problem. Then it doesn't ask the Minay either because it already became a botel. Therefore, says Rava, the case is that I have Reitiv in the pot, and I have enough Reitiv to be Mavatel, the original Chaticha. I have 60 times Reitiv. The Reitiv is 60 times the original Chaticha. So if it was not for Chanan, I would be fine. But because there's a din of Chanan, so now I need much more Reitiv. Because now I need Reitiv, because of Chanan, I need Reitiv to be Mavatel both Chatichas. And Rashi says that much Reitiv I don't have. I have right to mevatel one chaticha, not to mevatel two. So let's write that out. Without chanan, right? Give me that. Umole chanan. Who makes sense? Umole chaticha nas nedeilo. So what would I need to be mevatel it? I would just need Reitiv that's 60 times the original Chaticha. But now that there's a din of Chanan, so how much Reitiv do I need? The second Chaticha may be much bigger than the first Chaticha. So I don't want to say 120 because I don't know, these two chatichas aren't necessarily equal. It's just nice, one is nice and common, the other, the second chaticha may be much bigger. But I need 60 times Reitiv times the original chaticha plus the chaticha of Chanan. That's what Rashi says. So now there's interesting places. Take a look at the faces on the base. Have you mean the dover after? Taisa says, "I'm a Rashbam. The commission saw a shiur beraitiv. Kedei levatel hachaticha de iser. Kach tzorech nami shiur shishim." Bechaticha shel heter,
Mevatel min ha'erotiv kashir shteya chatichas. The kevin shenivla ha'erotiv b'chatichas iser nasin nevela, u'kshenivla ta'acha kach mimeno iser shah ha'erotiv neishu minoi. Do'achar min ha'perakol ha'bosa gabi kizayis bosa shenofla techiyer shel cholav, om ra'a bosa osa cholav mutter. V'yam et efshel seich li osa ra'amai cholav mutter cholav nevela hu. Here's cholav shenivla b'bosa nasin nevela, u'kshenivla ta'acha kach iser kol ha'achela cholav neishu minoi. What's the Rashbam say? Rashbam points to Gemara later on in Kufches. The Gemara is talking about you have a piece of meat, say a meatball, it fell into a big vat of milk. And the vat of milk is much more than shishim keneged, the meatball. The Gemara says the meatball is also, because the meatball is saturated with pan cholof. But the vat of milk is mutter, because the vat of milk is 60 times. The milk doesn't have tam basa. The basa is full of tam cholof. But the cholof doesn't have tam basa. So the Gemara over there asks, if you hold Mubimini is not bottle, and if you hold Chatichon Asin Avela, Efshel Seichli also, let's say the same thing as, perhaps for meanwhile, that's the same thing as Chanan. Efshel Seichli, we talked a lot about the relationship between Chanan and Efshel Seichli. It's worth chazering a little bit, we talked about it once upon a time, but you'll hear it again, so it doesn't matter that much. So the most like this, if you hold Chanan, and if you say minibim is not bottle, says the Gemara, then the whole vat of milk should be also. Why should the whole vat of milk be also? The Gemara says, because when you're cooking the meatball, so there's this milk that went inside of the meatball. That milk that went inside of the meatball became saturated with tam of basa. And it becomes Chanan. That milk now gets its own little chanan, and then when it comes out, minimally bottle, it asks everything else in the vat. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara has other things to say over there, then, but that's linyanenu, that's the piece of the Gemara that we need. So it says in that Gemara that when you're cooking up a meatball in milk, the milk that goes inside the meatball gets its own little chanan. But that is a little bit hard to understand because you're cooking everything, this constant cooking and percolating. Why is that called Chanan? We're used to Chanan. That Chanan, if while, you remember we had Tipis Cholo that fell in a Chaticha. The Chaticha is outside of the relative, so then you get a Chanan, and then that Chaticha asks the whole pot. But if the milk fell into a piece of meat and you were Menari Miyad, so the milk never had a chance just to go into that piece of meat. It goes right away into the whole Kedera, then you don't say Chanan. Why would they say the same thing? The milk that goes into the meatball, but it comes right out, and other milk goes in, and it's constantly churning. So why is there ever a chance for a chanan to happen? So I don't know. That's a mystery to me. But as they say, but that's a perishing mark. That the milk that goes into the meatball, maybe it doesn't come out right away. Maybe it's, I don't know. It needs a hesper. I don't know. Maybe it's the access to it in Pesachim. I don't know. But that's a perishing mark, that when you cook a meatball, the milk that goes in gets a chanan. And it becomes milk of Isser with Chanan, if you hold from Chanan. And when it comes out, it asks everything else in the vat with Min B'mina. Mela, says the Rashbam, when says the Rashbam, when you cook this Chatichas Isser and the second Chaticha, the Chanan Chaticha, you put them in the pot, and there's other meatballs, and there's Reitiv, and so on. So now, besides the original chaticha, and besides the second chaticha, the chanan chaticha, and besides all the other chatichas, and besides the reitiv, there's something else in the pot. There's that chanan reitiv. There's that reitiv that went into the meatball and came back out. What's mevatalit? The reitiv can't be mevatalit, because it's min b'mina. I need the other chatichas should be mevatalit. So I'm going to need that there should be, besides the 60 times that reitiv, 60 times the two chatichas, I also need to have 60 times chatichas, we'll call it pieces, 60 times chatichas times the reitiv that came out of the original chaticha, plus the reitiv that came out of the chaticha of Chanan.
and only then is it mutter. Now that I say Chanan, if I didn't say Chanan, then none of this would happen, and then I would have not in the Amole Chanan anymore, right? This would be Amole the Chanan. Now this is the world of Chanan. The Amole the Chanan, I would just need 60 times the right different the original Chaticha and finish Chatik. But now that I say Chanan, so first of all, like Rashi says, I need right 60 times the two Chatichas. But the Rashban adds that I also need Chatichas 60 times the volume of the two chatichos, because there's reitiv, there's chanan reitiv to that extent, and that needs 60 times, and that needs chatichos to be mevatlet, because you can only mevatl chatichos in reitiv and reitiv in chatichos. That's the Rashban.
Let's think about this for a minute. Just let's read it inside one more time. The reitiv that went into the chatichos became a nevela. All the milk in the vat is mutter. And the Gemara over there asks, Yamit Efshla Seichli Osir, if you hold from Chanan, so am I Cholav Mutter, Cholav Nevelahi. The milk that went into the meat became a Nevela. Here's the Cholav Shanifla Babosin, Nasa Nevela, Ukshanifla Tachakach, Eisir Cholav Cholav, Neshu Mina.
We good so far?
I find a symbol like this, half the trick is just getting the right symbols to make it clear.
Now, L'chari, you could ask, one second, I actually need a lot more than this, because the reitiv that went into the chaticha and came out and became chanand, that's not just that's a constant process. There's always reitiv going into the chaticha and getting chanand, or chananified, or whatever the word is, and then coming out. So they should actually be building up a huge amount of reitiv like that, that had a chanan happen to it. So I should need, I don't know what, I should need chayisit. I mean, there's no end how much chatichas I need, because this reitiv keeps growing. As I keep cooking these meatballs in the reitiv, there's constantly reitiv going into the chaticha, getting chananified, coming out, and then new reitiv comes in and gets chananified. Why do I have to be mevatel all of that reitiv? And then 60 pieces is not going to be enough. The answer is, no, because it's both one at a time. I have to begin with 60 times. I have enough chatichos to be mevatel the reitiv, one unit of reitiv that's yotzei from the two chatichos. So when the reitiv goes into the chaticha, it becomes chanand, it comes back out, it's bottled in the meatballs. Now, more milk comes in, comes out, and again it's bottled in the meatballs. I don't think it's not chayze v'neir, because the mice, it doesn't take, there's only so much, it would be chayze v'neir if I really had real live time of treif. Then it would be chayze v'neir, right? You put pork into beans, then you put more pork, and eventually you'd start to taste it, so you don't see kama bottle. But that's not true over here. Tam boser, I only have one unit of right? It's all with the magic of chanan. So it's a lumdish, this reitiv has a taste, this reitiv became an avela because of the magic of chanan. But it doesn't really have more, it's not really more tamir than I had to begin with. So every piece of reitiv, every unit of reitiv that comes out is batel lechatichas. Then another unit of reitiv, so that's it, it's finished, it's disappeared, it's gone. Then another unit of reitiv comes in, comes out, and it's batel lechatichas. And again, it's gone. So that's why I never need, as long as I have to begin with 60 chatichas, keneged the right of hayetze from chaticha number one and the right of hayetze from chaticha number two, then I'm good, because as a unit of right comes out, it becomes bottle of chatichas. Another unit of right comes out, fighter it's bottle, it's vidder, it's bottle of chatichas, so we're good. So that's the Rashban. But I need right of to be bottle of chatichas, and I need chatichas to be bottle of the right that was yetze in the chatichas and had a chanan.
So if it's taking rotev, If it's taking tam, the rotif that goes in the chatichos that are usher,
right,
is taking tam from the actual chatichos, then shouldn't, like, sort of gradually the amount of tam in the chatichos themselves go down? Like, if there's a finite amount of tam.
Yeah, so that's what, so we had by Chal and so on, that, well, since we have no way of knowing how much tam is going out, so we can never be, we have to always assume that the. That was more by Chal. Now, Taisha over here doesn't bring anybody's chaluk on the Rishbam. But you know, Taisha in Kuf Chesem at Beis says that the Ri is chaluk on the Rishbam. The Ri is chaluk on the Rishbam, and then he says that the Ri says it's not true. The Rosh of Hayotzim and Achaticha, yes, it has chanan. But since it's only also a Mikarech the Chaticha, so when I'm thinking down what minute is, I consider it to be the minute of the Chaticha, not min reitiv, and therefore all I need is reitiv to be mevatel. I don't need chatichas to be mevatel. Because Tosfos is a yisoid, and anything which is also through chanan, as far as min the minui is concerned, it's the min of the oyster, not the min of the nesa. So when a reitiv is nesa from a chaticha, so yes, there's a chanan, but it's treated as a chaticha, not as a. Excuse me a second. Treated as a chaticha, not as a reitiv, and therefore I don't need pieces. I only need reitiv. Also, then let's just turn this into reitiv. Why do I still need reitiv? Yes. To be mevatel the reitiv hayotzei min hachaticha.
You do.
Then I don't think you do. Because I think the chat is when the reitiv was inside, so it became bottled from the. When the reitiv was inside the chaticha, the whole chaticha became bottled in the reitiv. So then, when the reitiv comes out, it already had the bittel. The bittel is not matir the chaticha. The bittel is matir the tam that comes out of the chaticha. The chaticha itself, which we're talking about makirai, the chaticha itself is not mutter. Why don't I say the reitiv that went in? Still in all, came chanan. Now it comes out. So fine, granted it has a din of chaticha, but I should still need another 60 times reitiv.
The Tosfos and Kuf Chesem at Beis, the first Tosfos. Tosfos says, the top of the Tosfos, Mikano Yemedaktik Rabbeinu Shmuel. This is the Gemara the Tosfos quoted. The Rashbam was Medaktik from here to the Madom and Minbin Minu Leibotel, according to the Madom and Minbin Minu Leibotel. So, Trey Shishim. Every time I wanted to be mevatel chaticha, he still made a simple case where I just have one chaticha. Not like our case, we have the chaticha, and then you have another chaticha, chanan. He still made a statement, you have one chaticha, it fell into reitiv. So he says, to be mevatel chaticha, I need two shishim. I need shishim of reitiv to be mevatel chaticha, and I need shishim of chaticha to be mevatel reitiv. Ayetzim and Anivela. The reitiv ayetzim and a chaticha. That's why Mr. Rashbam. But the Rashbam, here's the original Rashbam is talking about a much simpler case. He's talking about where I just have a chaticha, and it's in a pot. So he says, I need 60 reitiv times the chaticha, and I need 60 chatichos times the reitiv hayotzim min hachaticha. That's the two shishims. The place is a kasha and Rashbam. The kasha and the Rashbam is two. Much involved with the sugya over there. Because of the involved that, we're going to skip. Taisu says, where is it? Elevada. It's about, see where Ben Gershom starts? It's about a line or two down from that. The first words are Cholov Shabir. Elevada. Kevin Shacholov Haniflik Menabosol Inas Nevela Elamitam Bosar Murubai. Since the Cholov that comes out of the Nevela, it's only Hanan because of the Bosar Murubai. Ain Leidin Cholov. Cholov Tommy doesn't have a din of Cholov. Elamis Batel Becholov Shabiyara. Kamesha Misbatel Tam Bosar Issa. Bechoshev Min Beminai. The Hanami Raitiv, oh, that's what the Gemara is. The Hokanami Raitiv Haniflik Min Anavela. Ain Le Din Mayim Asurim Shalaylis Batel Bemayim Acherim. I don't treat it as Raitiv that can't be bottled in other Raitiv. Eliyesh Le Din Bosan Avela Shem is Batel Shapir Bemayim Shabikdera. Maybe he doesn't really explain. So he's explained to me why I don't need 60 chatichos. But why do I still need another 60 of reitev? 60 of reitev to mevatel the chaticha, and 60 of reitev to mevatel the reitev hayetzim the chaticha, which granted as a din of chaticha, but still in all, it's chanan, and it should need shishim.
Separately, so there wasn't so much
rota
there. There's maybe some dry, maybe just got wet because when they get hot. So
that's not
the way I wrote the cook. It's like a negligible amount of rota. So when, if it's min bimino, so it doesn't matter if it's a negligible amount.
No, but
if
there's rota, first we're not talking about that case. Let's just talk about this case. Simple case. Case in that kufches. There's a piece of meat in a pot. So the Rashbam said every time you have a piece of meat in a pot, umadom min bimino le bottle, it's not enough to be have shishim to negate the piece of meat. Shishim of right to connect the meat. You need two shishams. You need a shisham of right to connect the meat, and you need a shisham of meat connect the right of that's yaitzim from the meat, because there's yaitz the right that's yaitzim to the meat, to the volume of the meat. Same volume of the meat, because it absorbed, let's say it's a cubic ounce, it absorbed the cubic ounce, it's mafled the cubic ounce. So I need 60 ounces of meat to be of right to be mafled the ounce of meat, and 60 ounces of meat to be mafled the ounce of right. That's the sheet of Sarah Shah. So there is chaylik. Because the Rebbe says the right of Yaitzim and Anavela, the right of Yaitzim and Anavela is not the right of Yaitzim and Anavela, it's Hanan. He agrees that it's Hanan. The Rebbe says it's Hanan. But he thinks that it has a din of Basar and not a din of Reitav. So I don't need Basar to be Mavatulit. I could be Mavatulit with Reitav. So that's why you don't need there. Rashbam claimed you need 60 times right there plus 60 times 60 times chatichos. That's the Rashbam. But fine, the Rebbe doesn't like that. And I the Gemara says the Gemara is Basar B'cholov is different. But even according to the Rebbe, why don't I still need 120 times right of 60 times the chatichos plus 60 times the right of hayetzim in the chatichos? We're missing, it must be something obvious of you.
think of times like this. The original 60, the 60 of Roitev is Mabatel Lechaticha. What's it Mabatel? Let's say the Chaticha itself, I'm not here. I know which Chaticha it is. It's a simple case. I know which Chaticha it is. But the issue is, does it answer everything else in the path? So you say, well, you need 60 times Roitev to Mabatel Lechaticha. What is it exactly that you're being Mabatel? The Chaticha itself? Chaticha itself, I'm not here. The Chaticha itself, I'm going to throw out. What exactly am I being Mabatel? The time that's Yetziv Lechaticha. So this 60 of Roitev to Mabatel the Chaticha is really not really the Mevatel Chaticha, that's sort of a shorthand. It's Mevatel Tam of the Chaticha. So what was my question? I should need 60 of Roitev to Mevatel Tam of the Chaticha, and then 60 of Roitev to Mevatel the Roitev Hayetzim and Chaticha. Those aren't two different things. One is included in the other. The Tam Hayetzim and Chaticha and the Roitev Hayetzim and Chaticha are the same thing. I mean, the Rashbam thought that it's different because the Tam Hayetzim and Chaticha, that's called Mino, that's called Bosa, you need Reitev to Mevatel. And then there's the Reitev, the Chananified Reitev, and that's called Reitev, and it needs Bosa to Mevatel. So that the reader knows. He said, no, the Reitev Yetzim Nechaticha has a din of, it has the same din as the Tama Yetzim Nechaticha. But it's not established. You need 60 to Mevatel Tama Yetzim Nechaticha, and then 60 to Mevatel, the Reitev that went into the Chaticha and came out. There's only so much to come out. You can't take out of the Chaticha more than an ounce. The Chaticha itself is only a cubic ounce. So if you add up everything that came out of it, the Tam that came out of it, and the Reitev that came out of it, at one fell swoop. Afterwards you have Kama bottle. There's more going in, more going out. But we said before, that's going to be, each time it will be bottle again. But in one fell expelling, how much can come out of one cubic ounce? How much can come out? You add up all the Reitev that comes out, and all the Tam that comes out, and everything that comes out at once. It can't be more than an ounce. And if it all has a bit of Bosser, then 60 ounces of Reitev will be Mevatel. Okay, coming back to Agamar, so the Tosis over here is just saying something like the Rashbam. Tosis says, after we say Chaticha Nas in the Vela, what do you need to Mevatel the original Chaticha with the Chanan Chaticha? So Tosis says, this is Rashbam speaking, you need Reitev, that's 60 times the two Chatichas. And you need Chaticha, he said, 60 times the Reitev that Yetzir from the two Chatichas. That's only to hold like the Rashbam. If you hold like the Re, then this piece you don't need. You just need the Reitev. Rashi, for example, only mentioned Reitev. Rashi didn't say anything about needing Chatichas. Okay, so now to sum up. What was the original member of Rav as interpreted by Rava? So the original member of Rav, now Rav is explaining. You have a Chatichas Isser. There was Nois and Tam in another Chaticha, it said Chanan. So Rav says, it's came to Nois and Tam b'Chaticha. Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevelo, Veseres Kol HaChatichas Kulam. Meaning, the assumption is, the case is that I have these two Chatichas, one was Nois and Tam and the other, Chanan happened, and then I added other stuff, other Reitev and other Mipuls. It has to be added to the other stuff later, because otherwise how did the Chanan happen in the first place? But the Chanan happened to that's the first Tosis we have in which we've not yet do. You know, Tosis, and Rashi also talks about this. Somehow, it's not so much spelled out in the Gemara, this has to come and happen, this story has to happen in two stages. There has to be the stage where the Chaticha sister was nice and tama the other Chaticha before the other meatballs got here. And then the other meatballs arrived. If the other meatballs were here from the very beginning, then Chanan never happened. Why would it make Chanan to the one Chaticha? There's a thousand Chatichas here. There wouldn't be any Chanan in the first place. Or there would be Chanan to all of the meatballs, you know, because maybe they're bottle, but... But that can't be the case. The case has to be that it happened in stage one, that the Chaticha sister was nice and tam of the other Chaticha. And then stage two, the other Chatichas with the other Reitev arrived. But I didn't take the original Chaticha out. It wasn't called them Basilka. Abayis is called them Basilka. Rav is not learning called them Basilka. So it has to be a stage one and stage two. Tosfos discusses and Rashi discusses what did this exactly look like? What exactly happened in stage one and then what exactly happened in stage two? Right, we'll talk about that later. But Akapanim, stage one, this Chaticha was nice and tam in this Chaticha. Now there's a Chanan. So says Rav, as interpreted by Rava, that had there not been a Hanan, then later, when these two pieces fell into the big pot, there would have been enough Raitiv to be Mavatal, the original Chaticho. Because there is 60 times Raitiv to be Mavatal, the original Chaticho. That's had we not said Hanan. But now that we say Hanan, so now the Chaticho asers the other Chaticho. So now I get a Chaticho Nas Nevela. Once I have a Chaticho Nas Nevela, so now I need much more. How much more? Not only spelled out in the Gemara, how much more? Well, the Gemara just says that, it doesn't say in the Gemara, how much more? But now we know it's Machlekes, the Rashbam and the Ri. Tosfos over here says like the Rashbam. How much more do I need? I need 60 times. Not only is it not enough to have 60 times of Raitiv to be Vatal Chaticha, I need 60 times of Raitiv to be Vatal both Chatichas, because of Hanan. And I also need, according to the Rashbam, 60 times chatichos to be mevatel the roitiv that comes out of the chananified roitiv that comes out of the two chatichos. So that all goes into the memory about kevin shenosan tam chaticha, chaticha atzmanas is nevela, and these two chatichos together, there's not enough roitiv to be mevatel them. They answer all of the chatichos, and there's not enough chatichos to mevatel the roitiv that Joseph from them, and that also asks all the other roitiv in the pot. Okay, let's see the first places. Let's see Rashi. Actually, we never even read Rashi. Look, Rashi, chatichos in levela. In the original member, Dorish Rav Rechana, Chaticha Shil Levela, Shil Daktomi. Rav Rechana doesn't have Chana. And he doesn't have Minu Lechor, he doesn't have any of this. So Rav Rechana said, Chaticha Shil Levela, Shil Daktomi, Ein Eiser, Shachetitin Tam, Bereitiv, Ube Kipo, Ube Chatichas. We mitzark everything in the pot. So Rashi says, Chaticha Shil Levela, Uma Kiva. This Rashi, I don't know why Rashi needs that. And what would be if it was Ein Makiva? So then the chatichas nevela, I wouldn't be able to remove, and all the chatichas would be also because it's chaticha v'ilaskaber. But Rabbi Rechana didn't say otherwise. Rabbi Rechana just said that it doesn't ask the. Maybe Rabbi Rechana just meant chatichas nevela v'shtagtoa. Maybe it means enoi seres is haroitiv. At shetin tintam, beroitiv u'bekipu b'chatichas. There's a nice point here. Let's imagine the case. You have a path, you have, let's say, 10 chatichos. And let's say it's Eina Makira. I don't know which one is which. So Eina Makira, so I can't eat any of the chatichos. Yovish B'yovish, Eina Makira, Chaticha Rilis Kavod, all the chatichos you have to throw out. But what about the Raitiv? So the Mishnah says, B'dman Shem Makira, so Kulum Asurai, so all the chatichos are Asur. But the Raitiv, the Mishnah said to Ferish, that the Raitiv, what's the din of the Raitiv? V'mav Kulun Asurai, it's Raitiv, but it's in town. Now, when I mishar the roitiv b'nois and tam, what do I go into? What do I put into the calculation? When I mishar the, if there's roitiv, if there's tam in the roitiv, so when I mishar my sixty times the original chaticha, do the other chatichas also go into the chaticha?
Not really,
also. No,
right? They're not really what?
If kulan asurim, why would
they? Oh, so now you're arguing. So you can say, no, kulan asurim, you can't count them. But Zaki's saying, but they're not really asur, they're only asur mi sofik. The emes is, only one of them is asur. So maybe, since the emes is, I can't eat any of them because I don't know which one is which. But I know but the emes is, that's, let's say there's 10 of them, 9 of them are mutter. So when I'm being mishai, then it's seen as tam, the tam of the one that's asur is still diluted in the roitev and the kippah and the other 9 chatichos, whichever ones they are. So as long as if the chatichos, l'chor the chatichos can still go into the minion of shishim, in other words, if I have shishim connected to one original chaticha, even if I'm including the other chatichos in it, it'll still be true that the chaticha was not nice and tam in the whole pot. What does Rashi over there say? That was Feresh Rashi. Pick up the Rashi from V'mein Makiron. It's not a Dibra Maskel, it's just
in the narrow lines, is 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the narrow lines. Vim ein makiron, kol chatichas asurim, all chatichas are also the kol achas yish lochus v'loim shema zuhi. V'haraitiv mutter, imein mechatichas isik they lost his time mechalat harayvus. Imein mechatichas, mechatichas ha'iser, kde lost his time, bekol chatichas v'akipu v'haraitiv. First in Rashi, that when I'm reckoning the Nesinus time and the Reitiv, I include the Chatichas as well. But why does Rashi? So that maybe that's what Rabbi Rechana said. Because man should, maybe he's talking about Enoi Makiron, and nonetheless he still says that Shatitin time the Kippur, the Reitiv, the Chatichas. So why does Rashi over here have to say that he's talking about Makiron? I don't know any of that. And then in Rav also you could learn. I don't want to get into this, but it doesn't really change. I think it doesn't change anything. In Rav also it could be talking about Makiron, the original Chatichah you'll throw out, but all the other calculations still remain true. I don't know where I should say Makiron. Okay. Anyway, bye. Einai seres beplatos acheva kidei lost his time right to keep the Chatichahs. Uki Rav Amayir alei hemin betukum alafano lidre shel Hashmi l'Rabim shel yilmud l'Rav Barachan. Heimen shenos and time chaticho. So what is this chaticho? This hanan chaticho. What's the case of it? Right. Rashi now has to explain to me the case. How was the chaticho sister nois and time in the other chaticho before the other meatballs arrived? Before the other chatichos arrived. How did that happen? So Rashi has two cases. First he says heimen shenos and bechaticha achas shehoyse betzida tamid. Oy shenisbash tchilim achayim shiitan shai chatichos bekteira. Rashi has two cases. One case is, well, the second case is the easier case, that he cooked the two chatichas together in the pot first. And now one made a hanan and made a... So then this reaction happened, it was hanan and so on, and then I added everything else. That's the first tzir in Rashi. Okay, that I understand. Then Rashi has another tzir. No, all the meatballs were here from the beginning. But this meatball was samuch to this meatball the whole time. Hayo b'tzido tamid. And that makes a chanan. That's a merida kachidish. Never heard of such a thing. We had isudovik in Rashi. We had a concept of isudovik Rashi holds from. Isudovik b'chara, the case of the place we talk about, is that it's organically connected. The lave or the gid inside the yerech. Those were cases of isudovik. Where we had Rashi maybe holds even though when a tipa falls onto a chaticha. Could be the Rashi holds, even though the Chaticha is inside the Reitiv, it's partially submerged in the Reitiv, but still, maybe it also has to do with the Siddovah, it has to do with stuff that we talked about earlier on. We'll have it again in Kuf Ches, which is not so far away, because we're going to skip after this sugya, we're going to Kuf Ches and later. It's just a... That's the teaser, but what is this? How is it to see the seems to say in this Rashi, that Hoysa B'tzida Tamid, it also makes a Chana. If somehow these two pieces were maybe they were stuck together or something, and it was Hoysa B'tzida Tamid, then Rashi tells me, Chiddush, that creates a Chana. Okay, that's what it says in this Rashi. That also makes a Chana. I guess it's sort of similar to Issa Dovuk. The piece that it's Dovuk to, or that it's B'tzida Tamid, it's Mispashit there more, and it's not mispashed evenly to everything else, and it creates at least not immediately, and it creates a chana. And then the other case in Rashi, which is the case that Tosfos discusses, is a simpler case where he cooked the first two pieces together. So chaticha zush yekib l'tam and nevela nas and nevela atzim. V'yisera eskola chaticha skum dey sheminu, v'kazal kadaitach dey sheminu le'botli v'afilu yeshben k'dei bitul shteim. So I originally thought that there's enough. I don't know why that's a sakadaitach. That's still true. There's enough meatballs to mivatel both meatballs, but it doesn't matter because min lemidalei batel. Why is that a sakadaitach? Oh, I know why it's a sakadaitach.
because the maskana for that I didn't need Chanan. For that I didn't need Chanan. The original chaticha could ask that at all. If it's the issue is just, the Rav was just saying, because this Chanan, so therefore the meatballs can't be mevatel, the thousands of meatballs can't be mevatel the two meatballs. So then the first question is, well, the thousand meatballs can't be mevatel one meatball either. So what do you have to come out to Chanan? The Sakadaitach was, even though there's 1,000 meatballs, but since it's Chanan, the 1,000 meatballs can't be mevatel the two meatballs. That the Gemara is going to ask. And if it was one meatball, it wouldn't be any different. So Rabbi is going to say, call the Basilka, the first meatball is gone. And Rabbi is going to say, that's not the point, that the meatballs can't be mevatel the meatballs. The Chiddush is that the Reitiv can't be mevatel the meatballs. Because there's enough Reitiv for one, but not enough Reitiv for two. That's why Rashi is a Sakadaitach. Because Sakadaitach, we're worrying about the meatballs. You need the Chanan for the meatballs. The meatballs don't need the Chanan. The Reitiv needs the Chanan. Rav Dom Le Shemino Kemana Amo. So the Gemara said, "Who's Rav Dom? Like Rabbi Yehuda? So why do I need Chanan? I feel the loin nosen tam bechaticha shebetzido. Even if there was no Chanan, the original chaticha wasn't nice in tam bechaticha shebetzido. Loi botla nami. It still wouldn't be botla in 1,000 meatballs. Don nevela gufa minayu he. The chaticha's nevela itself is min beminoy. Loi botla. So who needs Chanan? The same way the 1,000 meatballs can't be mevatel two meatballs, the 1,000 meatballs can't be mevatel one meatball. So Abayas kishikadim v'silkei la isir. He took the isir away, the first chaticha. The silik reitiv. Rashi adds something important. He also took out the reitiv kaidim sheitin acheres b'kdeira. Hilkoch nos natam v'yishayna reizu chazeres v'yiseres v'la b'may mishtoi. V'ashmin the chaticha atzmen nasin nevela esir chavrei seha b'pleitos. So Rashi says, Abai said, what's Abai's answer? Abai said, call the Misulka. I took the piece away, the original piece away. Now all I have is this piece, and it asks the other chatichas. So Rashi adds something. I also have to take out the reitiv. Because if I put, because call the Misulka means I cooked these two pieces originally together. That's what Rashi says. I cooked these two pieces together. So obviously I cooked them in water, right? So if I cooked them in water, so now there's also reitiv. That reitiv is also, it's full of tam from the two meatballs. It's not shishim. It wasn't shishim probably. That reitiv connected the two meatballs. So that reitiv has its own chanan. Right? So now when I add more meatballs and water, minoy, my bottle, that reitiv should be mabatel. All the other, should ask it rather, all the other reitiv in the pot. So what is Helmut that got rid of the first, the piece of the chaticha sister? But I left behind the water that the two pieces of, the reitiv that the two pieces of meat were cooked in. That water that the two pieces of meat were cooked in, saturated with tam sister, it has its own chanan, and that reitiv is now going to be a problem. And it doesn't even need Chanan. Who needs Chanan? It's full of Tam Isser. Now I'm going to add more meatballs. Rashi seems to hold that the reitiv has the din, not like the Rashbam, that the reitiv that's what's bothering Rashi is this reitiv should now cause problems in the pot. So who cares about the second chaticho? What about the roitim? Rashi, I have to get rid of the roitim. Not so clear. Why do you have to get rid of, and if I didn't get rid of the roitim, so what would be the problem with this roitim? That it was chanan, that it had its own chanan. So maybe that's exactly what, maybe that's what Rav said. Kayim shenosn tam b'chaticho. Maybe he meant kayim shenosn tam b'chaticho and in the roitim. Because the answer is what the lashon of Rav was that the chaticho was nois and tam, and the other, the chaticho's nevel was nois and tam in the chaticho. And now it's min b'mina, you know, asks the other chatichos. It asked the other chatichos. Why didn't he say that the original chaticho was also nois and tam in the roitiv, and that roitiv, which has its own chanan, will ask you all the new roitiv? And Rav didn't say that. He said that the meatballs are chana, are min b'mina with the meatballs. Why didn't he say that the roitiv is min b'mina with the roitiv?
It only comes
kanan
when it goes for the part of it that went into the
meatball
and then was fully down. No.
Oh, no. So they said here, no, because like we said before, there's constantly water going in and going out. So Mela, when you already have the meatballs from there from before, so it's seder bottle, kama bottle. Every bit that comes out becomes bottle. But here the case is, I cooked the two pieces of meat before I ever had anything else in the pot. And now the pot filled up with the little bit of roitiv that was in the pot with these two meatballs. That had enough time, was never bottled. As it came out, it was never bottled. So that keeps accumulating. Then I just get more and more and more and more roitiv of chanan. Right. We had a dressing. That was one of the pots we had in the Rosh Vav. We said, what do you mean? Why isn't it constantly circulating? Why isn't it constantly generating new roitiv? New roitiv ayetzim nechatiko. The answer is maybe it is, but every new roitiv ayetzim nechaticha immediately is bottled b'shishin. But here I have these two. I have this pot with just two pieces of meat and some roitiv. There's not enough. There's not no bittel happening because everything is small quantities. So all of that roitiv is now roitiv that's makabel. The whole roitiv is saturated with tam. And then is that roitiv is full of tam, and that roitiv avada has a chana. So why isn't that roitiv a problem? That roitiv should ask all the other roitivs. So Rashi has to say that the case is that I was masalik that too. I was masalik that too. So all that I have left is the chaticha of chanan, and to that I added all this other stuff. And that's the dinner. And at that, Rav said, "Kevin shenom shenosim tam b'chaticha chatichat menasim nevelu v'seres kol chatichos kulo." Finish the rashi. We're not going to have time for more than that. I feel the time b'shul kodem b'sukei. Loi misr shai chatiches elam mishum chatiches het kamaisa. Rabbis know elam everything stayed in the pot, and nonetheless, the other chatiches only are nesar because of the chanan of the second chaticha, not from the original chaticha. That was our problem. Let's just look at the original chaticha. Who needs the chanan? He says no, it wouldn't work. Why? Because kol min v'mino k'gon nevelu shchuto v'dover achar k'gon tavlin v'roitev mino deheter enu mevatloi la'iser v'loi meisifoi doesn't add, but it doesn't, it's not mevatlit, but it doesn't make things worse. Ela salkeu k'misha eim e'bikterizu v'nishu ar nevelu v'roitev v'botu nevelu v'roitev v'bekipo hilkoch nostan tam barishoyin et chilo v'oit shalei rabba ha'roitev v'loi. If there was a chanan and the original chatichos nevelu was nice and tam in the second chaticho, and then he added all the other stuff. So then you have a chanan. So now I have not just one chatichas nevela, but I have two. It asks all the other meatballs. And the chatichas can't be mevatlet. Because it's min b'minoy. And you can't just use the roitiv to mevatel them, because there's not enough roitiv to mevatel both pieces. Because I have 60 times this one piece, but I don't have 60 times both pieces. And that's the case. Therefore, right, that's it. Mashmoyis and Rashi is that there's enough roitiv to mevatel one, but there's not enough roitiv to mevatel both. We'll do in Rashi that he doesn't talk about having enough chatichos to mevatel to write of sayesi. The Rashbam is a shul. That doesn't say. Rashi says there's not enough reitish to mevatel both chatichos. He doesn't say that there's not enough chatichos to mevatel both reitish. So let me think. He doesn't know from the Rashbam. Okay, get to it. We'll stop here. Okay, it's a start. Look at those.